26th Saturday. What does it mean to capture a male calf and offer it as a sacrifice? The male calf refers to Christ. Someone may ask, I haven't done anything wrong. Why must I be destroyed? The answer is, it's because of original sin. Sin isn't because of anyone else. You fell into it yourself. Furthermore, you face constant hardships because of sin. Even pastors and church officers commit sins by mistake. That's why God said, sprinkle this blood on the veil as well. A temple for giving the sin offering. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 3. If it is the anointed priest who sins, thus bringing guilt on the people, then he shall offer for the sin that he has committed a bull from the herd without blemish to the Lord for a sin offering. God wants to forgive and save people. That's what God desires the most. For this reason, Jesus died on the cross and resurrected. The God of forgiveness is explaining the sin offering in detail because everyone must escape from Satan and sin. Then as a saved person, what kind of church must you construct? Number one, a church that completely changes people's fate and destiny. When people are born, they are seized by Satan. This is called the state of original sin. True happiness begins only when this old curse is resolved. This curse has established itself as a culture in families, family lines, and society. It has also become the imprints, roots, and nature of individuals from which they simply cannot escape. You must come out of this state and build a church that relays the blessing of salvation that changes people's fate and destiny. Number two, a church where Gentiles and future generations receive forgiveness. God wanted the Israelites to enjoy forgiveness and restoration first. Then God wanted them to pass this on to all nations. About 5,000 indigenous peoples and ethnic groups in the 237 countries of the world must receive the gospel and receive forgiveness and be saved. Many people who are trapped in spiritual limitations and scars need to be healed. Churches that can facilitate healing are urgently needed. Through you, who have received this answer, future generations will be able to confirm the mystery of the sin offering and enjoy the mystery of Christ. Through worship, God solves all problems. Without Christ, there is no salvation. Everyone is a sinner. That's why churches and temples that will relay this gospel of salvation to all people are needed. You are the main figure who will build such a church. Dear God, thank you for giving me the answer to live a new life. You desire to forgive everyone's sin in order to be with them. Help me to enjoy and relay that love to others. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.